The prayer that the priest will say after communion in today's Mass goes like this. May your church exalt, O Lord, for you have renewed her with these sacred mysteries as she rejoices in the nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, which was the hope and the daybreak of salvation for all the world. This prayer, again, we'll say it after communion in this Mass. This prayer contains the central theme and the reason for celebrating the birth of our Blessed Lady. The birth of Mary is celebrated by the Church precisely because it is the hope and the daybreak of salvation. Not just the hope of a reality yet to come, but already the daybreak, the dawn of that reality, which is beginning. Now, the dawn is what? Is the light that we see before sunrise, the effect of the sun, which is as of yet not present, not visible, and so is Our Lady's visible appearance in the world. It is the effect of the redemption that her Son will work in anticipation applied to her. Her birth marks the visible appearance in the world. It is the first fruits of the redemption. She is preserved from all stain of sin by her Son in virtue of the merits of the Passion yet to come. The dawn, the daybreak. Our Lady opens, Our Lady is the first page of the new history, of the new period of the history of salvation. She's the first effect of that redemption, but also the most perfect exemplar of how that redemption is supposed to happen. Let me try to explain that a little bit more. If we look at Our Lady, we know that this is true from her conception. In reality, at the moment of her conception, she's already preserved from all stain of original sin. Now, Our Lady's presence in the world becomes visible with her birth. So that's why we celebrate likewise the birth of Our Lady. And today we focus on that birth. But what is the characteristic of both events, conception and birth? It's that preservation from sin. And this being preserved from sin, is the true characteristic of the time of Christ. This is the true characteristic of the Christian era. The era of the redemption, the era of salvation, would be the more proper and precise word, definitely in relation to Our Lady. What does Christ do for her? He does not allow her to first fall into sin and then set her free from it. He prevents her from, in any way, having anything to do with sin. And this is the most perfect redemption, a preservative redemption, a salvation from sin. It applies to Our Lady in a unique way because she alone is predestined, as St. Paul tells us, she alone is predestined to be the Mother of God, to be inseparable from Jesus, God incarnate. But it nevertheless applies to us in the sense that for us too, the greatest mercy that God wants to give us is to prevent us from falling into sin, to preserve us from sin. Sometimes this a temptation, a deception that we don't recognize as such can creep into our spiritual lives, that sin is somehow inevitable. We just have to sin because we can't do anything else. And God's mercy, the only way God's mercy can show itself to us is just getting us out of that sin after we fall into it. And of course, that's partially true. God will never tire of forgiving us if we fall into sin, because His mercy is infinite. But an even greater exercise of His mercy is precisely that which He showed to Our Lady, preventing sin from staining us in the first place. We can arrive at that in our walk towards holiness, at least being preserved from all deliberate sin, even the tiniest, smallest, deliberate venial sin. God can preserve us from it. And that is the greatest possible mercy we can receive from God. And in place of sin, or rather, how does God forgive sin, prevent sin? By grace. Our Lady comes into the world already full of grace. When she is born, already she is endowed with many privileges that will make her a worthy Mother of God. for those 9 months in the womb of Saint Anne, Our Lady was already knowing and loving God. She had the use of reason from the moment of her conception all the way until her birth. She appears to the world knowing and loving God more than any other saint has, more than all saints together have ever loved God. Again, and this is the distinguishing feature of the time of Christ. What was impossible in the Old Covenant becomes possible with Christ. Again, a new day dawns with Our Lady. We are on a new page of salvation history. And the more we allow God, again, to prevent us from committing any sin, the more we become like our Blessed Lady, the more we live in this light, and the more we experience God's infinite mercy. Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.